TFA fam, welcome back in. We are on to week 9. Going to have some streaming defenses and kickers for you. Again, these are going to be players and defenses that are available in at least 50% of ESPN leagues. With that out of the way, let's go ahead and just dive right in. Kick it off with the defenses first. My top streaming option of the week is going to be the Tampa Bay Bucks at Houston. Houston hasn't allowed a ton of fantasy points to opposing defenses, but we know the Bucs have a strong run defense, and the Texans' rushing offense has practically been non-existent this entire year. And as good as C.J. Stroud has been, he hasn't been great under pressure. Among quarterbacks with at least 20 dropbacks on the season, Stroud is tied for the 8th lowest yards per attempt under pressure and the 8th lowest adjusted completion percentage. The Bucs are blitzing at the 5th highest rate this season, but they have a bottom 8 rate in terms of pressure percentage. So if some of those blitzes can start getting home against Houston, they're going to be a worthwhile streamer. Next up is going to be the New England Patriots. Now, the Patriots haven't been great this year for fantasy purposes on defense. They get a matchup against Washington, who have allowed the 5th most points per game to opposing DSTs. The Pats have been in the middle of the road against the pass, but they've been really good against the run. They're also blitzing at the 3rd highest rate, but are just 19th in pressure rate. They have just 7 turnovers on the season, which is tied for the 2nd fewest in the league. But the Commanders, on the other hand, have given up 41 sacks, which is tied for the most in the league, and they've given up 12 turnovers, which is tied for the 11th most. The last two defenses are just going to be battles of the backups here. We have the Packers, who are going to likely be going up against Brett Rypien or John Wolford, with Matt Stafford likely out in this game. Not a great fantasy defense by any means, but the fact that they're going to be going up against one of those backup quarterbacks immediately puts them into the streaming conversation. And same thing with the Atlanta Falcons. Yes, they got lit up by the Will Levis-led Titans last week, but this is either going to be Jaren Hall or a free agent quarterback off the street. I don't expect the Minnesota Vikings to be making a big trade for a quarterback here. Either way, not going to be a great situation for the Vikings. We know the Vikings rushing offense has been cheeks all year, so it's going to come down to Hall or whoever else it is at quarterback slinging it, which should open up opportunities for sacks and turnovers for the Falcons. For your kicker options for this week, I'm going to start off with Dustin Hopkins for the Browns. Cleveland gets a matchup at home against Arizona. Even with PJ Walker under center, they've been able to move the ball and put some points up, so I like Hopkins here in a plus matchup. Next up, Blake Groupie for the Saints. The Saints get a home matchup against the Bears. The Bears have been allowing the 5th most fantasy points per game to opposing kickers, and that's what happens whenever your defense is allowing the 8th most yards per play and the 5th most points per game. Groupie has been a top 10 kicker for fantasy this year, and the Saints as a team have put up at least 24 points in 3 of their last 4 and have at least 400 total yards of offense in 3 straight. If neither of those two are available, I think you can look at Greg Zuerlein for the Jets. Kicker 7 in points per game on the season. I think the Jets will be able to move the ball against the Chargers, but won't find the end zone too often, which is going to give Greg the leg some more chances at racking up field goal attempts. And same thing on the other side for Kaimi Fairbairn for the Texans. I know I mentioned the Bucs as a streaming option, but they have allowed some production to quarterbacks and wide receivers. So because of that, I think we see a little bit of a bounce back performance here from C.J. Stroud compared to what he did last week against Carolina. I think they'll be able to move the ball, but aren't going to find a ton of success in the end zone. So again, that's going to give Fairbairn more opportunities for fantasy points. That is going to wrap it up for the week 9 streaming options for defenses and kickers. Please like and subscribe to the video if you have yet to do so. Any questions you have, go ahead and drop them in the comments below. You can also join our free fantasy football Discord channel in the link below. And we'll also be going live on Wednesday night around 10:15 Eastern to answer all of your start sick questions, so you can join us there as well. Good luck in week 9, and we'll talk to you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.